Good afternoon, everyone.
各位午安。
So good to be here to be able to worship with you today.
今天在这里和大家一起来敬拜主，感到非常的高兴。
About a month ago, I was officiating a wedding on the East Coast.
大约在一个月前呢，我在东海岸呢，我主持了一场婚礼。
After the wedding, during the reception, I checked my phone.
那这个婚礼结束之后呢，就在这个那里呢，我就查了一下我的手机上的邮件。
And I received an email. In the subject title is this.
那我收到了其中的一封电子邮件，邮件上的这个是这样讲的。
Joanna is now with the Lord.
邮件的标题这样说：说 Joanna 现在已经和神在一起了。
Joanna is a member of our young adult fellowship in our church.
那 Joanna 她是我们教会里面一个年轻人团契的，她是带领这个团契的。
She's only 31 years old.
她只有31岁。
It's an unexpected death out of a medical reason.
那他的过世是因为有一个非常没有预料到的一个就是健康上的小问题。
Her celebration of life service was held a few weeks ago at our church.
那我们几周前我们的教会举行了他一个为他举行了追思仪式。
When we were planning the service, we expected maybe 100 people, 150 would show up.
我们当时准备这个仪式的时候，我们就想着可能会大概100-150人可能会来出席。
But so many people showed up to the service, and who knows how many people were watching online.
但是其实有很多人当时来到了参加这个仪式，而且我们也知道有很多人可能在线上也要在观礼。
It was so obvious that many, many people, they were deeply touched and impacted by Joanna's life.
很明显就是有很多人其实他们的生命都被Joanna 所感动了。
See, Joanna, her life was so short, but so good.
Joanna 的生命是非常的短暂，却是非常的美好。
So short, but so full of impact.
她的生命非常的短暂，却是充满了这个有影响力。
And all the testimonies, all the things that everybody said about her, they were all consistent.
所有的见证，大家所讲她的生平都是非常的都是非常的一致的。
What made her life so powerful was the fact that she lived out the genuine Christian life.
大家都觉得她真的是活出了一个真正的基督徒的生命，所以让她的生命如此的有影响。
So I was invited, as I visited the family, I was invited to visit her room.
那当我去探访他的家庭的时候呢，他们邀请我去看了一下他的房间。
And this is what I saw.
这是我看见他的房间。
Her room was filled with post-it notes with Bible verses on them.
他的房间的墙上真的贴满了所有这些圣经的话语的这些纸条。
And I was reminded that that's right. Joanna has shared with me that sometimes she had difficulty sleeping.
那这时候我就想起来了 ，Joanna 有跟我分享过，有时候她睡眠有一些问题。
And when that happens, Joanna would just wake up early, and so she would just do her devotions early in the morning.
那如果她真的是真的睡不着的时候，她会早点起来。然后呢，就是这时候他就有一个时间呢，专门的去读圣经。
And I could imagine as she was reading the Word of God in the morning, and she felt God was speaking to her, she would grab post-it notes and write down those verses.
这时候我脑海里面就想起来了，他可能就是这时候他早上读神的话语之后，神就会透着话语和他说话。他会就拿这个小纸条来把这个神的话语写下来。
And she would post them all over her room.
然后他把这些神的话语贴满了他的房间。
And throughout the day, she would be reminded of the word of God, how God was speaking to her.
那这样，她一整天都可以有的话，神的话语来提醒她，啊，再提醒她神怎么样是和她说话的。
So often we read the word of God and we go our way and we forget about it.
我们经常都这样子，我们读完神的话语，然后我们就做我们的事情了，我们就把神的话语完全又抛在一边了。
But Joanna was somebody who truly wanted to live out the word of God in her life throughout the day.
但 Joanna 就不是这样子，她真的是完完全全的想去践行神的话语。
What made her life so powerful, so impactful, was because she bore the fruit of the Christian life.
那 Joanna 她真的是从这个基督徒的生命里面结出了果子，这是让她的生命如此的有这个影响力。
Today we're going to look at a passage in the Bible that talks about this.
那今天我们应该就读一下神的话语啊，神的话语教我们怎么样去结这个果子。
It's recorded in John chapter 15, verses 8 to 11.
这是约翰福音的十五章的八到十一节。
Let's read first in English and then the second time in Chinese.
那我们第一遍先用英文读一次，第二遍我们就用中文再读一遍。
Verse 8. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full.
我们再用中文一起来读一遍。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
May God bless reading of His Word.
那愿神呢祝福我们今天一起来研读他的话语。
I entitled today's message "Living in Christ."
那我把今天的信息呢就命名为呢是活在基督里。
Because that's the only way we can live out the life, Christian life that God has called us to live.
因为这就是唯一的方式，我们可以去过上帝呼召我们要过的基督徒的生命。
And I'd like to talk about three things from today's passage.
我想呢，和大家一起来探讨三件事情。
The first is the imagery of fruit bearing.
那第一个呢，就是这个结果子的这个意象。
The second is the command to obey.
第二呢，就是我们要遵守神的命令。
And number three, the key to Christian living, which is to abiding.
那第三点就是说，基督徒生命的关键就是要常在主里面。
Let's look at the first point, fruit bearing. Verse 1 and 2 says, I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful.
那我们一起来看一下第一点，结果子。十五章的这个一二节的经文，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人，凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
You see the point here, the focus here is about bearing fruit.
那这里的关键呢，是在讲是结果子。
Just as every gardener wishes to see fruit.So as our Heavenly Father, He wants to see fruit in our lives.
那就像每个园丁都希望看见果子一样，我们的天上的父呢，他是很希望看见他子民里面每一个人都结果子。
Look at verse 8. This is a very convicting verse.
那我们再看一下这个第八节的经文，这是一段非常有说服力的经文。
Jesus says, "This is to my Father's glory." That you bear much fruit, showing, proving yourselves to be my disciples.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也就是我的门徒了。
Now, let's be clear. The Bible teaches that we are saved by grace.
那我们要很清楚知道啊，经文一直告诉我们说，我们是因着恩典而得救的。
Salvation of God cannot be earned. It's a gift of God.
那神所给我们的救赎呢，其实是我们自己是没有办法挣回来的。因为是神给我们的一个恩赐。
We do not work in order to be saved.
那我们不是靠着做工而得救。
We work because we are saved.
那我们是因为得救了而在做工。
And right here, Jesus saying, because you are a true disciple, because you are my disciple, there will be fruit in your life.
那就在这里呢，耶稣对我们说得很清楚，他说正是因为你们是我基督我的真正的门徒，你们的生命里面就会有果子。
Look at the Bible how it supports this idea. James 2:26, faith without deeds or works is dead.
那经文里面有其他经文也会支持的这样子基督跟我们说的话，比如说雅各书的2:26，信心没有行为也是死的。
1 John 2:4, the man who says I know God but does not do what God commands is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
约翰一书的2:4，人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎话的，真理也不在他心里了。
Again, Jesus is very clear, right? If you are my true disciples, there will be fruit in your life. It will be consistent.
那这里耶稣真的是说得非常清楚。他说，如果你是我真正的门徒的话，你的生命里面就会结果子，而且这是一个经常会结果子的生命。
Sometimes we like to excuse our bad behaviors.
那有时候我们有些行为其实并不好，却我们却常常为我们自己找这个借口。
We say things like,Well, I'm a very calm and collected person, except when I drive.
有时候我们会说啊，我是一个非常的冷静、非常镇定的一个人，但是我开车的时候可能不是这样子。
Right? We blame the bad drivers out there, right?
我们会说，因为其他的司机开车太糟糕了。
Or I'm a very nice person, just don't make me angry.
或者说，其实我是一个非常和气的人，只要你不惹我生气。
Not too long ago, I overheard a group of middle school girls talking.
那不久之前，我就刚好偶尔听见了一群这个中学的女生们呢，在他们自己在聊天。
And one girl, she was sharing with the rest of the group how she got in big trouble with her dad.
那其中一个小女孩就跟其他的孩子们呢就说啊，她和她爸爸在吵架。
And she just scared. She's anticipating her father to unleash his wrath upon her.
当时她就非常的担心，非常害怕。她就知道说她爸爸呢会对她生气，非常的生气。
And when the other girls heard that, they said, "No, not your dad."
那其他的女孩听到之后呢，就说啊，这不可能的，你爸爸不可能对你生气的。
Your dad, he's so nice. He's always smiling.
他说，你爸爸真是一个非常和蔼的人，是吧？他经常都咪咪笑的。
In which the girl replied.
然后这时候这个女生就回答他们。
She said, "You don't understand."
他说，你们不明白这个。
It's the smiley people when they get angry. Watch out.
他说。就是那些经常笑眯眯的人，他们一旦生气的时候，你们可得小心了。
There's a lot of smiley people in this room, right?
啊，我们这里有很多脸上经常笑眯眯的人。
See, let's be reminded that the only time we know we are truly loving, patient, kind is when we are around other people.
那我们要提醒我们自己哦。只有当我们和别人在一起的时候呢，我们才知道自己是否有爱心、有耐心，还有谦卑。
You cannot go around saying that you are kind, you are nice, You're gentle when you're by yourself.
当你不可能跟别人说，哎，我自己一个人的时候，我是非常的和蔼，非常的耐心，非常好的。
But the truth is that there's a lot of people in our lives, including us, that genuinely think that we are so kind and so nice and so gentle when the people around us do not taste the fruit.
那真的是我们很多人，包括我们自己都觉得啊。觉得自己是非常的非常的好，非常耐心啊，非常和蔼，但是其实我们周遭的人，周围人根本就尝不到这种果子。
So let's ask ourselves this question. Well, then what kind of fruit do people in my life, do they taste in my life?
大家就问问我们自己的问题，说问问说我们周围的人，我们身边的人，到底在我的生命里面会尝到什么样的果子？
Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself. What do my neighbors say about me?
那耶稣跟我们说过我们要爱人如己，对吧？那我们想想说我们周围的人怎么样，对我们，觉得我们是怎么样。
Now, speaking of neighbors, please allow me to share something that God is doing through our Seattle congregation where I pastor.
那我们刚提到的邻居是吧，就大家请允许我跟大家分享一下我们的这个教会神怎么样让我们为我们的邻居做事情的。
So our church is located in a residential neighborhood in the Ballard, Seattle Ballard area.
那我们的教会是在一个西雅图的这个 Ballard 这个地区，这就是这个居民区是在这个地方。
So our church we've been there for more than 40 years.
我们的教会在那里已经有超过40年了。
Parking is terrible.
那我们教会旁边的这个停车场呢，其实停车的位置非常少。
And you can imagine, right? Every time we have meetings, all these Chinese people come from different places and we take up all the parking spots in the neighborhood.
那大家可以想象，每一次我们聚会的时候，那真的是这个我们的会众呢，从四面八方都来了，我们就把所有这些停车位都占了。
Now we are not known for our good parking.
那我们大家也知道，说我们这个停车不一定说停得那么好。
So many people, we block people's driveways.
有时候我们把人家家的家门的那个就是那个 driveway 都把人家给堵住了。
We park too close to the stop sign.
那有时候我们停车的位置呢，离那个 stop sign 呢停得非常的近。
Once in a while, there's some hit and run.
那偶尔呢，还有一些就是可能不小心蹭了别人的车，就直接就走了。
You know, our neighbors, they don't really like us.
有时候呢，我们知道说我们那个邻居其实并不那么喜欢我们。
When they think of church, evangelical Chinese church, when they think of church, they think of bad parking.
有时候他们只要提到我们教会，他们就和那个很糟糕的停车就联想在一起。
Well, starting last fall, God really convicted me that we need to learn to be a good neighbor.
那去年的这个秋天啊，神就开始说服了我。说我们要学会要成为一个好的邻居。
Because we're followers of Jesus Christ, we're representative of God. We need to learn to be a blessing to our neighbors.
因为我们是耶稣的追随者，我们也是，所以呢，我们也是在这个世上面代表着耶稣，所以我们要真的是要给我们这个邻居做个好的榜样。
We don't want them to think of us. Whenever they think of us, they think of parking.
我们不想说每一次他们想到我们教会，他们想到的只是那个很糟糕的停车。
We want them to think of us. When they think of us, they think of God's blessings.
我们希望说他，希望他们只要是提到教会，他们是想到的是神的祝福。
So we set out to bless our neighbor.
所以这时候我们就开始了，我们去尝试祝福我们的这个邻居。
So last Christmas.We got our young people together and we made egg tarts and chocolate covered strawberries.
那去年圣诞节我们教会的年轻人呢就做了蛋挞还有巧克力草莓。
Can we go back? This is yeah, go back. Yeah, this is the finished product, and we passed them out to 70 households in our church neighborhood.
那这个就是我们去年的做好的这个蛋挞啊，还有这个草莓巧克力，我们把它派发到了70户邻居那里。
We didn't no agenda. We knocked on the door, and we just when they opened the door, we just say.We just want to wish you Merry Christmas.
我们送给他们，但是你们没有带着这什么目的，我们只是去敲了门，然后呢，给他送上这个小礼物，然后我们说，真的是，我们愿意有一个美好的这个圣诞节。
Chinese New Year, we make 年糕 and spring rolls.
那这个在春节的时候呢，我们做了年糕还有春卷。
With the red, with red envelopes, with $2 bills in it.
啊，我们还做了这个，还做了一个红包，红包里面有一个2块钱。
We explained to them, hey, this is our culture that during Chinese New Year we pass around red envelopes.
那我们也跟他们解释了说，这是我们这个就是我们的传统，就是在春节的时候我们会分派这个红包。
We do this with people who are special to us.
那时候当然我们是红包是给那些就是对我们来说有特别意义的人。
We want you to know that you are special to us.
然后我们说我们希望你们知道说你们对我们来说是很特别的。
They love it.
他们非常喜欢。
Easter weekend.
那这个复活节的周末
，we gather some young people together, and we make flowers, Easter flowers.
那我们就聚集了我们教会的年轻人，我们就做了这些复活节的鲜花。
And we pass around in our neighborhood.
然后也是把这个鲜花送给了我们的邻居。
By the way, I was not delivering wine to people, right? That was just a Costco box.
那这个照片里面是吧？我提的是一个盒子，那但是我当时不是给大家给他们送这个酒，那只是一个Costco 的一个放酒的箱子。
So, we just want to tell people, hey, Happy Easter.
那我们只是想告诉我们的邻居说，只是说简单的说复活节快乐。
So I want to share one story with you.
那我这里我想分享其中一个故事。
I knocked on this door, the door of this elderly couple.
他说我去了一家了一对老夫妇的他们家。
The house is designed in such a way that not like our houses these days where you open the door and everybody outside can see inside and everybody inside can see who's standing at the door.
那像我们家的设计呢，就是说如果你开门的话。那房子里面的人基本上都会看见门外是什么情况，然后门外的人也能看见房子里面的这个有什么人。
But this house, it's an old neighborhood. It's designed in such a way that the door comes from the side where only the person that's answering the door can see who's outside.
那但是这个房子因为它是设计的比较老，所以呢，它的设计说只有开门那个人才能看得见的外面站了什么人。
The wife answered the door.
所以这时候呢，是他们的妻子呢，就开了门。
The husband was sitting somewhere in the living room. He could not see me.
那这个当时丈夫呢，当时呢是坐在房子里面的这个某个地方，但是他看不见我。
As soon as the wife opened the door and saw me with this beautiful bouquet of flowers.
那这时候这个妻子呢，她打开了门，她就看见我站在那里，手里拿着这个很漂亮的鲜花。
She was.Overjoyed, and she was so excited.
那当时她就非常的高兴，真的是也是非常的激动。
She didn't say anything. She just go, like that.
那当时她就什么话都没说，她就只是这样子有一个表情，就哇这样子。
Now the husband did not know who was at the door.
那当然，她的丈夫当时是不知道谁是在门外的。
As soon as he heard the wife so overjoyed and her reaction.
当时呢，他听见了太太呢，当时那么高兴，而且他的反应。
He said.
他就说
Is it the church?
他就说，是不是教会的人？
Now think about that.
那大家想一想这个。
Isn't it awesome that when they, the neighborhood, they were presented with a nice surprise and a thoughtful gift, they immediately thought of, is it that Chinese church?
那大家想一下这个，当我们的邻居他们收到了一份很好的、很意外的这个礼物的时候呢，而且他们非常高兴的时候，他们立刻联想到的就是说，是不是那个就是中国的教会？
Matthew 5:13, look at this verse. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
马太福音5:16，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
May that be a reality in our lives when the people around us, when they taste the fruit that we bear.
那希望这个也能够在，也是我们生命里面的一个现实，就是当我们周围的人品尝到了神的恩典在我们身上结了果子的时候，
They say, ah, it must be the church, the followers of Jesus Christ.
他们会说，这一定就是那个教会，一定是那个跟随着主基督耶稣的教会。
And praise our heavenly Father.
而且把荣耀归给我们的天父。
Amen. Let's look at number two. Obey the command to obey.
我们看一下第二点，就是遵守神的话语。
Look at verse 10-11. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full.
你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
In these verses, Jesus wanted us to live in obedience to God's commandments in our lives.
那在这些话语里面，耶稣告诉我们必须要真的是要时时刻刻的遵守神的这些命令。
But we don't like obedience because when we think of obedience, we think of rules.
但是我们却不喜欢这个遵守遵从，因为我们想到这个词语的时候，我们就想到了是一种规则。
We don't like rules.
没有人喜欢规则。
But isn't it interesting that when Jesus is talking about rules, commandments, he also talked about love and relationship.
但是很有趣的是说，当耶稣他谈到这个命令规则的时候，他同时也谈到了这个爱和关系。
Have you noticed that in that passage, Jesus mentioned how he loved us and how we should love God?
有没有大家有没有想到这个话语说他怎么样爱我们，但是呢，我们也应该怎么样去爱神？
Look at John 14:15. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments."
那我们看一下这个话语。你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
John 14:21. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me.
14:21, 有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
Do you see how Jesus, he tries to connect obeying God's commands with love and relationship with God?
大家有没有看见呢？耶稣其实是把我们要遵守神的命令和这个神的这关系是联系在一起了。
I want to say that so often we disobey God because we treated everything Christianity like rules.
我想讲的是说，很多时候我们不遵守神的命令，那是因为我们把这些命令呢，其实是看作是规则。
We don't care about rules. We don't care. We don't lose sleep over rules.
很多时候我们其实是不在乎这些规则的。
There's in our neighborhood, there's a long stretch, a road that's long stretch, avenue, a street, and it's very quiet. It's in a quiet neighborhood.
那在我所住的地方呢，有一段路其实是很长的一段路，而且非常的安静。
And so cars would drive very fast through that street, and they would ignore the speed sign, limit sign.
很多时候，人们开车经过这段路的时候，他们会开得非常的快，他压根就不管当时那一段路的这个限速。
Until one day, someone put out this sign.
但是有一天，有人呢把这样一个小牌子呢放到这段路上。
Drive as if your kids live here.
这个sign是这样说，就好像是你的孩子们住在这里一样，你要开得小心一点。
You know, I want to be honest with you. That sign slowed me down.
我很老实的告诉大家，因为这个 sign, 它让我开这段路的时候，就车速就降下来了。
The idea that my children do live here, my family do, they do live here, therefore I need to drive slowly.
就是这时候，他提醒了我说，如果我的家庭，我的孩子真的住在这里的时候，是吧？所以我就要真的是要把这个车速给降下来，开得更小心一点。
But see, when it's just a rule, it's just a rule. Who cares about rules?
所以大家有没有看见，比如说限速，它只是一个规则，其实很多人都不在乎这个规则。
But when there's relationship, it changes everything.
但是当这里有一个关系的时候，就会改变所有的一切。
Our Heavenly Father wants us to approach Christianity, our faith, as a relationship.
所以我们的天父想我们其实是把这个遵守神的命令，他看作是一种关系。
Every Sunday we gather together for service.
我们每一个主日我们都在一起，是吧？来敬拜神。
Right here we sing songs, we listen to sermons, and today we observe the communion.
那我们每一天在一起，我们在这里献诗，我们真的是我们也有圣餐。那我们也听这个讲道。
You know what? The fact is this: without relationship, church can be so boring.
但事实上，真的是，如果没有我们和神的关系的话，其实每一个主日的教会，其实是非常的无聊的。
Without relationship, this is just religious rituals.
如果没有我们和神的关系的话，那这一切只是一个宗教的仪式。
And no wonder this can be so boring.
那如果没有神的关系的话，一个宗教仪式当然是会变得很无聊。
But when there's a relationship,
但是如果说当我们有和神的关系的时候
，you want to be engaged.
那你就会很主动的想参与。
You want to use the songs that we sing to express your love to God.
那你想就借着这个我们所献的诗来去取悦让我们的神喜悦。
You really want to hear what God wants to say to you through His Word.
你就会真的是很真心的想听见神透着他的话语想跟我们说什么。
See, when there's a relationship, it changes everything. It changes your attitude.
那所以真的是当有一个关系存在的时候，那就改变所有的一切，改变我们的态度。
No wonder in verse 11, Jesus said, I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
这就是为什么说十一节的经文告诉我们，这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Rules are boring and burdensome.
那规则其实是非常的枯燥，而且是一种义务。
But relationship is dynamic, it's alive.
但是关系却是很活生生的。
And as we do the things that God wants us to do, there's so much joy and excitement.
那当我们去做神要我们做的事情的时候，借着这关系，我们就会经历到喜乐。
There's a story of a woman who was married.To a hard man for many years.
那有一个故事是讲说，有一个女人，她嫁给了一个就是非常的苛刻的男人。
She never felt loved by him.
她从没有感受到这个她丈夫对她的爱。
Every morning she would get up early and she would receive from him a list of things that he wanted her to do throughout the day.
那每天早上是吧？他们起来的时候，那时候她丈夫就给她一个清单，那让她这今天做什么事情。
And she would do them dutifully.
然后她就会去尽职的去做所有这些事情。
Every evening he would return and never once showed his appreciation for her.
那每天这个傍晚，她的丈夫回家了，但是她丈夫就从来不会表达任何的这个感谢和感激。
And would in turn would give her his disapproval.
不光是这样子，她丈夫还经常的就是给她这个挑刺。
She went on in this destructive relationship for a long time until the day he died.
那他们就处在这种一种非常真的是破坏有破坏性的关系里面，就一直这样，直到她的丈夫就去世了。
Years later, she married again.
那好长一段时间之后呢，她就她再婚了。
This time to a gracious and loving husband.
那这时候呢？她的这个嫁给的这个丈夫呢，是一位非常和蔼，也是充满了慈爱的丈夫。
And now this husband did not expect her to do anything to gain his love.
那这一回呢，她的丈夫就没有不期望她说要她做什么事情来换取她对她的爱。
And they have a wonderful relationship.
那他们有一段非常美满的这个关系。
As she was looking back and reflecting about her life.
那当他当这个妻子呢去回想他这个他的这个生命的时候
，She said, "You know, all the things. It's interesting. All the things that I used to do for my first husband, all those things, I still do them today."
她说，以前我就上一任的丈夫让我做的所有的事情，我今天都还在做。
I do the same things for my new husband.
她说跟我现在的为我现在的丈夫我做的所有的事情都是一样的
But I do not do them to get my husband to love me
但是她说我却不是说想尝试做通过做这一切来得到我丈夫对我的爱
I do them because he does love me
她说只是因为他爱我所以我就为他做这些事情
Not because I have to, but because I want to.
他说，不是我一定非得做这些事情，但是是我因为我想去做这些事情。
Now, do you get that? Her life was used to be characterized by duty and obligation.
那所以她的生命跟她上一任丈夫的时候，她生命其实是充满了这些责任还有义务。
But now her life is characterized by a loving relationship.
那现在的生命却是充满了一个充满了爱的关系。
So I think this is a question that we need to think about. Is my Christian life more characterized by obligation or joy?
这是我们可以问我们自己的问题啊。我们的基督徒生命更多的是义务呢，还是喜乐
？More rules or relationship?
那更多的是规则呢，还是关系
？Today, if you are a seeker and you are wondering what Christianity is all about,
那我今天你是在寻求，在想知道说这个基督教是怎么一回事的话
，I hope you see that Christianity is not a religion, it's not rituals, but Christianity is about a genuine relationship.With God.
那我希望你们能看见的是说，基督教不是一种宗教的仪式，而是和神的关系。
Look at verse 14 of today's passage. Jesus instructing us to obey. Verse 14, "You are my friends if you do what I command."
在十四节的经文里面，耶稣他就命令告诉我们必须要遵守。他说你们若遵行我所吩咐的就是我的朋友了
But I want us to look at the verse before and after this verse about commandments
但是呢我想大家看一下这一段经文的前面的后面的经文
Look at verse 13 Jesus said Greater love has no one than this to lay down one's life for one's friends
前一节的经文十三节，人类朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
Jesus was talking about himself, how he would die on the cross for us.
耶稣在这里讲的是他自己，因为他要在这个十字架上为我们的死。
Because he loved us.
那因为他爱我们。
Look at verse 15. I no longer called you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I called you friends, for everything I learned from my father, I've made known to you.
十五节的经文，以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的，已经都告诉你们了。
Do you hear how Jesus want to be intimate with us?
啊，大家有没有看见？是耶稣和我们非常希望和我们有亲近的关系。
Do you hear how Jesus wants to reveal himself to us and help us to know him more?
那大家有没有看见呢？耶稣非常渴望向我们展示他，让我们知道他是谁。
Do you see how Jesus wants an intimate relationship with us?
大家有没有看见？其实耶稣非常希望和我们有亲密的关系。
Let's look at how we can do all these things, how we can live our Christian life.
那我们看一下第三点，我们怎么样可以做所有这个事情，来过一个基督徒的生命。
Abiding, listen to the words of Jesus, verse 4 and 5. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I'm the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit.
常在耶稣基督里，我们看一下四五节经文，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Do you hear the word abide comes up again and again?
有没有看见这个常在这个词啊，在这个经文里面出现很多次？
Because when we abide, everything we do in our lives is a byproduct of our relationship with God.
因为当我们常在耶稣里面的时候，我们做的所有事情其实只是我们与上帝的关系的一个副产品。
Everything God wants us to do should be a product, not a project.
那我们神要我们做的所有的事情，其实应该是一个产品，而不是一个项目。
See, a project is a performance. A project is a show.
那一个项目是其实就是一个表演，是一个我们的一个努力。
We're familiar with projects. We are all expected to turn in projects at work.
那当然我们对项目非常的熟悉，因为我们比如说工作的时候是吧，经常都要完成项目。
And when you are expected to perform, you do your very best. And then when the project is over, you move on to the next project.
当我们真的是说要去完成一个项目的时候，我们会做我们尽最大的努力完成这个项目，但是完成之后，那你就会去做别的事情。
But Christian life is not about projects, it's about product of our relationship with God.
但是我们的基督徒的生命其实并不是一个项目，它其实是更多的是一个产品，是我们与神的关系的产品。
See, we have to be reminded, let's say, the fruit of the Spirit that God has called us to bear, it's supernatural. It's beyond our abilities.
那我们要知道，那神他给我们的呼召，要我们所结的果子，那其实它是超自然的，是完全超过我们的能力的。
Look at this quote. To live the Christian life that God has called us to live is not just difficult.
我们看一下这句话，我说，如果我们要去过神所呼召我们要过的那个基督徒生命的话，这不仅仅是困难。
It's not difficult. It's impossible.
这个不是困难，而是根本不可能。
And that's why Jesus said, you have to abide in me.
这就是为什么耶稣跟我们说，说你必须常在我里面。
It's only when we abide in Jesus, we can bear the fruit of the Spirit.
只有我们常在耶稣基督里面的时候，我们才能结出圣灵的果子。
Now, let's look at the next slide. This is something that may sound controversial, but it makes total sense in today's context.
那我们看一下下面这个题目，这里可能有一些这个矛盾，但是其实跟今天的这个信息是完全一致的。
I want to say this. Don't focus on living for Christ.
我想说的是说，我们不光光要注重着为基督而活。
Doesn't that sound wrong? Don't focus on living for Christ.
那不要只是注重在活，为着基督而活，这个大家听起来是觉得有点不对。
But focus on living in Christ.
但是我们要定睛在要活在基督里面。
Because it's when we live in Christ, we are able to live for Christ.
因为只有我们活在基督里面的时候，我们才能去为基督而活。
When we want to live for Christ without living in Christ, we are just trying to do supernatural things with our own human power.
当我们不活在基督里面，又想尝试的去为着基督而活的时候，我们其实是尝试去做一些超自然的，但是呢，凭着我们自己的努力去做这个超自然的事情。
That's why Jesus said in verse 5, Whoever abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing.
这就是什么耶稣在五节的经文里面说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
See, the fruit that God's called us to bear cannot be self-generated.
大家有没有看见，神我们要我们所结的果子，其实它是不能自己被制造出来的。
It's a byproduct of our relationship with God.
那是一个我们与神的关系的一个副产品。
I want to end today's message with this story, one of my favorite stories.
那在结束今天的这个信息之前呢，我想大家分享一个这个故事，是我一个非常喜欢的故事。
This is a story of this boy who had a big tree outside of his window.
那这个小男，这个男孩呢，他在家里，他的房间的外面呢，有一棵很大的树。
The tree was just tall enough that whenever he was grounded in his room, he could climb out of his second floor window and onto the tree and would sneak out with his friends.
那因为这个树是非常的高，所以呢，每一次他的父母呢要把他关在房间里的时候呢，他是可以呢就是通过这个树呢就爬到房子外面，然后呢就去外面跟他的朋友玩了。
One day he overheard his father talking to his mom.
那有一天呢，他听到他的爸爸呢和他妈妈在说这样的话。
The father said the tree is useless because it never bore them any fruit.And they're going to have to cut it down.
那爸爸说了，说这个树啊，从来都没给我们结任何的果子，真的是完全是没有用的。哎，我们要把这个树给砍掉了。
Well, that evening, he and his friends went out and bought these little apples and somehow attached them onto the tree.
那这时候，这个傍晚呢，他就跑出去和朋友们去买了很多的小苹果。然后呢，把这些苹果呢就挂到这个树上
，hoping that his dad would see that next morning and would change his mind.
就希望说第二天早上呢，他爸爸看见这些苹果的时候呢，就会改变主意。
Well, early next morning, he was awakened by his father yelling to his mom.
第二天早一大清早呢，他就被吵醒了，因为呢，他爸爸当时呢在很大声的和他的妈妈在说话。
He said, "Honey, look, you would not believe this. It's a miracle."
然后他爸爸对他妈妈说：“他说，哦，亲爱的，你看一下，你不可能相信这个的，这是一个奇迹。
There are apples growing on our peach tree."
他说，我们家的这个桃子树上呢，结出了苹果。
What a reminder, right? The fruit that God has called us to bear cannot be self-generated.
这个对我们是很好的提醒，神呼召我们要结的果子是不可能被制造出来的，
cannot be attached，
也不能被挂上去的。
It's a byproduct of our relationship with God，
因为那是一个我们和神的关系的副产品。
Let's look at this quote by Charles Stanley。
那 Charles Stanley 呢说过这样的一句话，
He said the vine is Christ， I am the branch， the Holy Spirit is the sap that runs from the vine into the branch。
他说呢，葡萄树是基督，我是枝子，而圣灵呢，就是这个从葡萄树流到枝子上的树叶。
The branch lives, grows, and bears fruit not by struggles and effort, but simply by abiding。
那枝子呢，不是通过他自己的奋斗和努力，而是很简单的靠常常接在这个葡萄树上就能长出果子来。
Do you see it's not so much how hard we try, how much effort we put in, but it's about our relationship with God。
大家有没有看见，这不是说我们要多努力的尝试，然后呢我们要要自己多努力，这里都是说我们和神的关系。
And so I believe God wants us to wrestle with this question as we end today's message. As a branch, how am I abiding in the vine?
我相信呢，在今天我们结束今天这个信息后，神想我们思考一下这个问题。我们作为一个枝子，那我们在葡萄树上，我们活得怎么样？
Let's focus on abiding in Christ。
那我们真的是要我们要定睛在怎么样在耶稣基督里面藏在他里面。
Let's focus on cultivating an intimate relationship with him, spend time with him, get to know him。
那要我们 也真的定睛在怎么样和他建立这个一个亲密的关系。
And let his life, supernatural life, flows in and through us。
那让天父的这个他的这个超自然的这个生命呢，可以通过这个葡萄树流到我们的生命。
So that the people around us they could taste that fruit and praise our Father in heaven。
这样让我们周围的人可以在我们这个生命里面去尝到神所结出的果子，然后把这个荣耀归给神。
Amen。Let's pray。
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, you have called us to be the light of this world.
亲爱的天父，你呼召了我们，让我们成为这世上的光。
But Lord, we're reminded today that in order for us to shine for you, we must first have your light in us.
但今天你提醒我们，我们必须要让你的光先在我们里面，我们才可以为你发光。
Help us, Lord, to learn to focus on abiding in you.
神啊，真的求你教我们怎么样可以藏在你里面。
So that indeed we can be that true light that shines your light in this dark world.
这样子我们就可以成为你的真光，让这个真光照亮这个世界。
So that people can truly taste our fruit in our lives and give glory to you.
这样子让人们可以在我们的生命里面可以尝到你所结的果子，把荣耀都归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣得胜的名求。
Amen.
Amen.